Hello.
Mr. Peterson.
Well, you're not going to get to golf today, I understand.
No, this is pretty nasty.
Yeah. I'm at Camp David. I'm working, and I'm not going to tell you what, but as you know, when I come here, I don't come here to look at the Easter lilies.
I understand.
And, but things are going to work out.
Very good.
Now, point two, that's just for us, for you forget you heard it, okay? Because I don't want people coming in and out here. I mean, what I mean is I don't want any stories indicating that I am here and that people are coming to see me, which they will be.
Yep.
Second point, related to that, I am not going to see Dean. I am not going to see him because, in my view, I cannot be, I remember that conversation we had, that I cannot be in a position where he will want to come in and try to talk to me about how he's going to plea.
I subscribe to that.
All right, fine. And my line there is going to be, and I'm going to have it done in another way, is to have Garmin, who will replace him.
I'm having difficulty hearing you, Mr.
My line there is to have whoever is going to replace him on the basis. Again, incidentally, I'm thinking of a lead basis for him, which I think you're right. The three should be treated equally. I've bought you, and that's you kind of feel that way, don't you, in your gut?
No, I'm very strongly.
All right. Now, but the point is, I can't have him come in and do any marketing, and my line is to say, look, the only man that can make that decision is Mr. Peterson, and I have told him that that decision is his. I've expressed my view, but he has authority to make the decision in any way that'll get the truth. How's that sound to you?
Fine.
That doesn't put any burden on you that you don't want. No, I don't want to pass the buck. But you.
Well, it doesn't put any burden on me that I don't have by law.
It's the truth. Fine. Third point on that. I noted in him rather interesting story to the fact that if he didn't get immunity, he wasn't going to talk. I wonder if that's a gun at our head in terms of thinking, well, if he doesn't get immunity, we're covering up.
Yes, sir, I heard that story.
Yeah. How do you analyze it? In a way, though, you know, he doesn't have to get immunity in order to talk, does he?
Oh, no, but he also has Fifth Amendment rights.
Right.
That's the only way we can take those rights away from him, is immunity.
Oh, I see. That's right. And your immunity can be limited or total or half?
No, it applies to everything he says.
Like use immunity, you mean?
Yes, sir.
Well, that isn't going to help him a hell of a lot, Henry. I mean, it isn't going to help him a hell of a lot, for example, on the, subordination issue. That's the one that I think he's got. I mean, from my limited knowledge of the law, that's a tough one, isn't it?
Well, it would cover anything that he disclosed to us. And as a practical matter, we, as the sovereign extended the immunity, would be in almost an impossible situation to prosecute him, even if we came with evidence from an independent source.
I see.
Technically, like that's possible, but the Supreme Court decision has indicated.
In other words, if you give him even use immunity, he gets it.
That's right. Yes, sir.
I see. Well, all right. The decision is yours, just remembering also that your obligation is to not see that he gets an incentive to get after innocent men, people.
I understand.
And that's a tough one, but I have great confidence in your judgment.
All right, sir.
That's right. The situation then on the other things, I think, remains about as it is. The judge apparently is going forward with the Ellsberg thing, as with a trial, despite the this thing. I mean, the FBI is talking to the individuals, and then the judge will. Is that the way that's normally done? I want to be sure there's nothing abnormal about that damn thing.
Ordinarily, if it had been an earlier stage in the proceeding, we might have completed, our inquiry.
Yeah.
But we didn't have that much time. That trial is normally scheduled to be concluded within a week to 10 days.
Right.
So, assuming we can get the inquiry done in time, we'll have to make that available to the judge, and then he'll either do one of two things, depending on the quality of the information. He'll either order an evidentiary hearing or dismiss the case outright. If it's blatant, assuming it's not blatant, then he's going to give the defense an opportunity to
argue on that part.
Well, to conduct an evidentiary hearing.
That's an open court.
Pardon?
Would that be an open court?
Yes, sir. But that would also mean that Liddy and Hunt would probably be subpoenaed. They might very well take the Fifth Amendment. The judge might order us to immunize them. They then still refuse to talk and be held in contempt.
Yeah.
John Dean will probably be subpoenaed as a witness.
Possibly, Ehrlichman. Ehrlichman, possibly, you say, yeah.
Ehrlichman, possibly, yes.
Yeah, if Dean says he did it under his direction or whatever the hell it is, right?
I have only an oral report, but I understand Ehrlichman told the Bureau that he heard of this incident but had no independent knowledge of it.
That's right. Well, for whatever it's worth, I asked him, as you can imagine, immediately, and I said, what the hell is this thing? He said he heard of it. He had no independent knowledge of it. I mean, and once he found it out, said, for Christ's sake, knock this crap off. But nevertheless,
yes.
That's irrelevant. I mean, well, it's relevant. It's relevant. Let's see. Let him go out and talk. Okay, that one will move then, and they'll go forward with the trial. And we'll get it. I hope you will help our old friend, Mr. Clean, in the FBI. Yeah.
We're good friends, Mr. President.
Yeah, and just tell, but Bill was, I gave him carte blanche. Of course, I said, don't start a new investigation, but I said, for Christ's sakes, I want you to really do anything. I mean, don't let any let it leave a goddamn stone uncovered, and that's for you too. You understand that?
Well, I don't think. I think he respects me, and I respect him.
And it's best the country respects him too.
And we like each other on top of it. I don't think there's going to be any difficulty there at all.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. And he's better than putting one of those people knifing each other above each other. I mean, say Dick Quindy's one with Felt up, but I just couldn't see that with Felt and the rest there. I mean, they're. Felt had a hell of an argument with Sullivan, and Sullivan left, and all that.
That's right.
That isn't the right thing, Henry.
Well,
remember, you once told me you've got to put somebody outside the Bureau into that thing.
I agree with that.
And we'll have somebody else for that soon.
Perfect.
One final thing. Get your thoughts on. There's an increasing sort of clamor developing. I don't know how much it is with regard to special prosecutor and so forth. No. I don't know. My view is still negative. Negative because I think that you and the prosecuting team are going balls out, hell bent for election, and to get the facts. And that once the grand jury quits and you indict, that's going to be pretty clear. But what do you think about it? I mean, are you coming to the press? Give me your honest view about this thing.
Well,
should I consider it?
I still have the very difficult practical problem. That even if you put one in, there's going to be an awful lot of time lost.
Yeah.
The credibility issue is becoming much more severe. Much more severe.
Yeah.
Both within and without government. One of the things that I've been discussing with Kleindienst, and frankly, I've told Titus that we'll set up a decisional-making organization. A panel of three composed of me, Titus, and someone at my rank in the Justice Department to pass on these critical decisions. So
right.
The public's not left with the idea that a single person.
Yeah. Could you pull perhaps maybe one from outside, maybe a judge?
That's the other possibility to bring somebody from outside.
Well,
I don't think you can do it with a judge. I think that flies in the face of separation of powers doctrine. Even with a retired judge, who still has authority to sit judicially.
Yeah.
I don't think he can be a judge. I think if we're going to bring in an outsider to sit.
How about bringing in John McCloy?
That'd be fine.
He'd be willing, I think.
That'd be fine. He could sit with Titus and I to make, not on the day-to-day practical judgment, but on the ultimate decision.
Yeah.
And all the data would be available to him.
Right.
And I think that might be a much better.
There's a name. He's a good. He's not tied to the administration. He serves all administrations. He's a great lawyer, not a criminal lawyer, but that is
you know, we'll have
judgment.
Tell,
if you want, have Klein D. give him a call and tell him that the president wants him to do it, if that's what you want to do.
All right, I'll talk to Klein this Monday, and we'll be back to you before we finally contact him.
Yeah. No, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, you got to feel the thing out and see what I mean.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Third, last point, let me just say one other thing. That, you know, that story that was floating out last night, let me say, boy, don't let anything like that, I mean, I don't, it might come out, but don't you let it without letting me know. I'm not going to have anybody, I mean, threatening the president.
I agree with that, Mr.
And,
President.
I mean, that seemed to me to be a pretty flimsy goddamn thing, as it turned out. But
we have no problems on that.
But, well, the point is, as you see, that one little thing on Monday, you got a New York Times and a Washington Post reporter that it gets out to, which just really burns me up.
Well, you know, I appreciate that, but there's no difference of opinion between you and I on that point.
Yeah, yeah, because that's, to think that, you know, that the attorney would come in and say, look, we're going to try the president on things other than Watergate, Jesus Christ, and then so they, without being specific, and, well, you understand?
Well, it's also an indication how desperate that man is.
What do you mean by that?
How desperate John Dean is.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, well, he's trying to get the president to intercede with